This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tonight, the first four teams in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Championship face off. That's Florida Gulf Coast versus Fairleigh Dickinson and Vanderbilt versus Wichita State. This three-week nationally televised extravaganza is about awesome feats of basketball, uplifting student-athlete backstories, intercollegiate rivalries, and money. Lots of money. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman picks up on that last bit.
And Kentucky's perfect season is undone. You see the clock winding down and out.
That upset Wisconsin last year is the kind of on-the-court drama that helps make March Madness a $740 million boon for the NCAA.
The big issue is player compensation.
Sports economist Randy Grant at Linfield College says at the same time student-athletes see university revenue and coaches' salaries skyrocketing,
they're not getting their cost of attendance fully covered. And given the work demands for practice and games, they lack the time to pursue that education.
The NCAA says it'll send schools millions more for athletic and academic support. But Ellen Starosky at Drexel University says it better not be spent just on male athletes.
If a women's program is being starved, not having access to sports medicine and not getting support to hire the best coaches,
then it could run afoul of gender equity requirements under Title IX. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.